Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
So we are here at Pio Cesare Winery with Cesare. Benvenuto. Cesare, what does that mean, benvenuto in Italian?
Simply means welcome. So I ought to be welcome in this interview.
That's fantastic. Thank you for having us today. This is Italian Wine Podcast, On the Road edition. We're very excited to be here today. We'll be talking to Cesare as well as Federica. So Cesare, tell us, it's been a long time since I've seen you. I usually used to see you at airport lounges, right? Like most of us, like, you know, flying all over the place. And I saw you in Russia, I saw you, I think, in New York, all the time. And it's been a very long time. How long has it been since last time you took an airplane?
Was February 2020, just right before the pandemic started. And I was in the US and a little bit in the Caribbean, not for fun.
What were you doing in the Caribbean?
We were presenting with a couple of distributors for a couple of dinners, our wines and the new release of our Barolo. That's funny, but very interesting,
yeah.
Let's say.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me about that another time.
Yes.
Listen, Cesare, so Pio Cesare, of course, there's this huge celebration going on, the 140th anniversary. Would you like to tell our audience, what are kind of the most must-known facts about the winery and the history of Pio Cesare?
Well, you already anticipated what I was trying to say. So it's 140th anniversary. It's a very big target that we have been able to achieve through 5 generations. So I can say that Pio Cesare was the name of the founder, so our great-great-grandfather, who founded the winery in 1881, so exactly 140 years ago. And he was a local businessman. He was involved in different kind of business, and he started to make wines for his friend as a sort of a something casual and something very easy. And then this business of wine for him started to be his main business. And from where we are recording, he started to make the first bottles of Barolo and Barbaresco back 240 years ago. Yes. And he was a very smart man, because you mentioned before that we met in the different airports all around the world. He didn't used to fly, but he was the owner of the passport number 55 of the Italian Republic.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
Yes,
What was his name?
Cesare.
His name was Cesare.
Cesare Pio.
Cesare
Pio. So, but a long time ago, they used to introduce themselves, first the family name, then the first name. So Pio Cesare was Cesare Pio. And he was one of the first to say, to understand and to look also not only in Italy, but also outside of Italy. We have a few diplomas, few awards of the early 1900s or late 1800s of some tasting and some degustation that Pio Cesare attended in Brussels and all around Europe. And going to Brussels by that time was already a big trip. So no planes, but trains or other way to transport themselves. So it was really used to make what we are doing now.
So, Cesare, what do you do? What is your role in the winery?
I have no idea. No, it's a joke, but in a family company, a family winery, everybody has to make everything. So also my business card have just my name, no title, because we have to take care of all the different aspects of our business. So starting from making the wine, selling the wine, administration, so receiving people, and everything, so traveling. So it's really, we are very fortunate because we are part of a fantastic world And we have been very fortunate as well, because we received a big heritage from our ancestors, and we try to keep the philosophy and the style of Pio Cesare after five generations, and we hope for the next five generations as well.
So when you say philosophy and style, what do you mean by that? Can you do a little bit of a clarification?
Absolutely, because one of our most important say is that Pio Cesare is a traditional winery with a very careful eye on the innovation. So we are saving all the characteristic and the character of all our wines, because Nebbiolo and Barbera in particular needs a big respect from us, but also we are also having a very important and careful eye on the innovation. So this means that we are not making the wine with the style of long time ago, but with the same style of long time ago, but with modern technique as well.
So how many labels are there in, how many labels in the, for the Pio Cesare?
We make 18 labels. 18, which looks like a big number.
Yes.
It is a big number, by the way.
I believe it's a big number.
It's a big number for sure, but our production is intentionally limited to 400,000 bottles a year, roughly.
Together, it's 18.
All together. We make the most important labels for our Barolo, Barbaresco and Barbera, which are covering the 70% of our production. And then we also make labels with a very, very tiny production. So we have been on the market since 3 years with, let's say, our new Sauvignon Blanc, and we make 3,000 bottles, 4,000 bottles. So it's a new label, but very limited.
You can drink all of it at home, 3,000 bottles.
Yes, on the first quarter.
So what is, would you say, the signature wine for the family?
I have only one answer, Barolo. Barolo Pio this year is called Barolo Pio because is the Barolo of the Pio family that has always had the same concept. And the concept is that our family has always had the philosophy of blending different vineyards within the most important villages of the Barolo region.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the vineyards.
Vineyards, we own 75 hectares of vineyards, which is quite an important quantity of vineyards, considering the fact that our region is very, very limited. We started to acquire vineyards in 1972 with an estate, which is still one of the two most important estates of our family, called Il Bricco, in the Barbaresco region. And then from 72, step by step, when we had the chance of acquiring vineyards at a very reasonable price, we have been able a couple of years ago to reach exactly 75 hectares of vineyards exclusively in the appellation of Barolo and Barbaresco.
So I have a kind of a cheeky question for you. In a wine tasting, how would you recognize your Barolo when there are other Barolos? What are the signs that you know that, oh, that is my wine?
That's a tricky question. Thank you.
Yes.
We can easily recognize our Barolo because for all the pension that we make, when we make it, we clearly recognize the nose, the smell. The character of our Barolo, of our Nebbiolo in this case, because it is a very delicate kind of Nebbiolo, but very well supported by the great structure of the grapes coming from the beautiful hills of Barolo.
So you think you can tell the difference?
Yes, yes, yes. After I am working full time at Pio Cesare, you have to work full time. Since 22 years. So I believe after 22 years, I believe I could say that I could recognize our wines among all the others.
And what is the most important market for you?
United States and Italy. We ship our wines in 50 countries all around the world, but the two most important are US and Italy. And then we have, you know, a very nice presence in the top and key market all around the world.
And what is the percentage of export versus?
75-80, more or less, percent of export.
And so how did that affect during the pandemic? Has it affected, because of course, you know, you're a premium wine, you are, of course, focused in, I understand, Horeca, right?
Si.
So how did that affect the whole market situation during the pandemic?
The first part, the first beginning, was really a disaster. March, April, let's say, of last year, was a disaster for everybody, but in particular for a winery that totally concentrated its efforts in the last 50 years selling wines to restaurants. So restaurant closed, big panic. Then the people started to buy wines to drink at home. And then we recovered a little bit in the second semester of the 2020. So we have suffered a lot because we miss all our friends all around the world. I miss to meet you in some airport all around the world, but also all the tasting and also the new friendships that we have been able to get with our travels. It's really, really a disaster.
Yeah, and it's very odd, right? When I just came into the winery, intuitively I would just hug you, right?
Yes.
I could do it,
yes.
Right? So my last question to you is, what has the pandemic taught you?
Pandemic told us that unfortunately, my uncle and Federica's dad is no longer with us due to this virus. And this is pandemic for me means this very important tragedy that our family has faced a few weeks ago. But the pandemic also made a sort of a selection on our clients. So we understood who is really not only a client, but is a friend. And we have been able to really select our friends all around the world that are contributing to the great name of Pio Cesare. This is very, very important for us. Because I tell you things that my uncle taught me many, many years ago. We have no written contract with anybody in the world. Also with our number one client in the world. We don't have any written contract.
This is crazy. What are you saying?
We just shake our hands. And my words is equal to their words. So it's a gentleman agreement that we totally respect since ever. And the friends come in this kind of difficult moment. And we had many good demonstration of this attitude. And that's why...
But I know this was supposed to be my last question, but like... I mean, how does that work? Like in China, for example, this gentleman's agreement, it's not that easy.
In China, we have one importer since 2004, end of 2003, 2004, sorry?
Who's your importer?
Torres, China. And no written contract. We are doing, they are suffering the last couple of years, of course, but
yeah.
It's normal, but still very loyal. They only have one Barolo producer in their portfolio. We ship wines in China only to Torres, China, for example.
Great. Well, listen, Cesare, I really hope I can see you at airports. I can't believe I'm
Me too.
This. And I will challenge you to a blind tasting to recognize your own Barolo.
Down deal. Grazie.
Okay, grazie.
Ciao. Ciao, grazie.
Alla prossima.
Alla prossima.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.